Lesson is Zion 9, verses 2, 3, 6, and 7, Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in the land of shadows, but now the light is shining on them. You have given them great joy, Lord. You have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done, as people rejoice when harvest grain or when divided captured wealth. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wondrous Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do all this.
Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, and as his ancestors David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I am a virgin. How then can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her.
We're now going to have a short reading from a little book called The Heart of Christmas. This was written about 25 years ago by a number of well-known people to support what was then called Crisis at Christmas, who supported a lot of people who are out in the roads, and now is called Crisis because its work goes a lot farther than just people at Christmas. And this is by Frank Houghton. Lord, you were rich beyond all splendour, yet for love's sake became so poor. Leaving your throne in glad surrender, sapphire paved courts for stable floor. Lord, you were rich beyond all splendour, yet for love's sake became so poor. You are our God beyond all praising, yet for love's sake became a man, stooping so low, but sinners raising heavenward by your eternal plan. You are our God beyond all praising, yet for love's sake became a man. Lord, you are love beyond all telling, Saviour and King, we worship you. Emmanuel, within us dwelling, make us and keep us pure and true. Lord, you are love beyond all telling, Saviour and King, we worship you.
St. Matthew tells the birth of Jesus. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this happened in order to make come true what the Lord had said through the prophet. A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him, but he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son. And Joseph named him Jesus.
Luke 2, 1-7, St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken for the Roman Empire. When the first census took place, 22 were the governor of Caesarea. Everyone then went to have what he saw himself, eat to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to what is with Mary, who promised marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. There was no room for him to stay in the inn.
We next have a short reading, another one from The Heart of Christmas, this time by Marilyn Baker. God came among us, he became a man, became a baby, though through him the world began. He came to earth to bring us peace, but where is that peace today? It can be found by those who will let him direct their way. He came to serve, to show men how much he cared, their joys and sorrows he so willingly shared. He came to earth to bring us joy, but where is that joy today? It can be found by those who let him wash their guilt away. Death tried to hold him, but it could not succeed. He rose again, and now we can be freed. He longs to give eternal life to all who will simply receive. Yes, to all who will open their hearts and just believe.
The angels go to the manger. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them, back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told him what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them.
And now another of these short readings. This one is entitled A Christmas Wish by Corrie ten Boom. What do I wish for you at Christmas? That you may have the joy the shepherds had. The shepherds told everyone what had happened. They knew so much more than the other people in Bethlehem. They had heard the angel's message which the Lord had made known to them. Then they had seen the newborn babe. They had met Mary and Joseph. What did they do? They told everyone. Do we know more than those for whom Christmas means jingle bells and Santa Claus, or who only prepare for Christmas by getting cards off at the right time and presents wrapped? They are trying to do their yearly duty, for they have done this ritual every year, afraid of what others would think if they don't. Christmas is not a duty. Jesus comes with a free gift to all of us. The only thing we can do is to prepare ourselves for his coming. Christmas is a remembrance of his coming as a little baby. Let us be ready for the feast so that we can prepare others too. What a joy to know him, Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, died on the cross for our sins, was resurrected, and is with us always until the end of the world. Let us do what the shepherds did and tell everyone who will listen.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterward, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote. Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judah, for from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel." So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know, so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left, and on their way they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were! What joy was theirs! It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him. Then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod.
There's now another short reading, this time by Eddie Askew, who supported the leprosy mission. And it's about the wise men. A few days after Christmas, Christians celebrate Epiphany. I sometimes wish the church would get its act together and stop using words like that and translate them into English rather than that everybody could understand. It's a time when we remember the coming of the wise men to see the baby Jesus, You know the carol, "We Three Kings of Orient Are," and all that. It's interesting to get behind the carol and see what the Bible really says about them. First, they weren't kings. The Bible says they were magi, wise men. They were probably priests who'd travelled from Persia, and whether they'd ridden camels like the Christmas cards show, or come on horseback or in chariots, we just don't know. Second, the Bible never tells us how many wise men there were. Old legends say they were 12, but wherever you go today, the number usually comes down to 3. Maybe that's because there wouldn't be enough old dressing gowns and tea towels to go around the local school to dress 12 of them. But the only reason for thinking there were 3 is perhaps because 3 men were mentioned, gold. 3 gifts were mentioned, gold, incense and myrrh. And everyone assumes they each brought something. The important thing to me is not who they were, or how many they were, or even what they brought to Jesus, but the fact that they were searching for something, reaching out beyond themselves and their own backyard for something, someone to give meaning to life. And that's what Jesus still offers through the whole year.
The lessons taken from John 1, verses 1 to 14. Christ, the eternal word of life. In the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God, and the word was God. From the very beginning, the word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The word was the source of life, and this life brought light to the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell the people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all people. The word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believe in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The word became a human being, and full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son.